This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Time for another episode of Unsigned and Independent with Kickoff Kevin. It's season 2, episode 11. Kevin, what is her name?
Jessica Rose.
What about her made you go, dang, I'm interested in her?
I came across her on Instagram, saw her music, saw her perform a little bit, and I said I need to find out more about her.
So, Unsigned and Independent is a show Kevin does with artists who really have something cool about them. They just haven't been signed yet for whatever reason. And mostly they're funding everything themselves.
Yes.
So we do this show. So if you like their music, you can support them by listening to the music, going to live shows. Buying merch is a big deal. Jessica is moving back to Nashville next year. She doesn't live here now?
Not full time.
So she works part time, loves work here.
Yeah, she comes here in the fall, but still does a lot of stuff back at home in New Jersey.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, so here she is. She talks about American Idol as a teenager. So she is in a relationship with one of her band members too, which is odd. You're like the boss.
Yes.
It's like the Carly Pierce thing with her drummer. Like, she's his boss. Like, what's the power dynamic, really?
That's what I was in.
She's his boss. Right. So, that's not for this episode here, but that's what's up. This is Jessica Rose, unsigned and independent, and you can follow Kevin on Instagram at Kickoff Kevin.
Jessica, I noticed when you drove in here, you had Louisiana plates.
Yes.
I'm not going to give out your license plate here, but you had Louisiana plates, but So where are you from? Because I read Jersey, I read Nashville, and now I see Louisiana.
Oh my gosh.
And so where is home? Well, home is Nashville now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but where'd you grow up?
So I grew up in New York originally, and then I became a Jersey girl. Right now, I'm not living in Nashville. I actually woke up today on a mattress on the floor at my friend's house.
What?
Yeah. I'm staying at his house, and he has a spare bedroom, so he gave me a mattress. That's what I'm sleeping on right now. I am going to move back to Nashville in January. So right before COVID, I moved to Jersey. I was playing in Nashville, and then I had no gigs left. So I was like, I guess this is time to now move back home. So when I was in Jersey, I was doing like Facebook Lives and stuff for forever, it seemed like, during COVID. And I just never moved back to Nashville. So I always stay with friends when I'm here. And so the mattress life is not for me anymore. So I'm definitely going to get a place to live here in January.
So you are like the true definition of, you know, trying to make it. Mm-hmm. And how often are you coming to Nashville then?
I usually spend the fall here.
Oh, so okay. So it's a seasonal
fall,
thing.
Spring, last spring, me and my band got an Airbnb, like a short-term rental. Mm-hmm. So we got an Airbnb for 2 months last spring, but I'm ready to move back. Because I spent all of like my early 20s living in Nashville, playing downtown. And I loved it. But then when COVID hit, I had no gigs. And I'm a full-time musician. So I had no choice but to move back home.
And did you get any gigs? Obviously, everything was shut down, so maybe not any gigs, but were you able to provide for yourself back in Jersey in a different way or through music?
I moved in with my family, so I didn't have any overhead for the most part, and I was doing live videos. I gained a good Facebook following doing that, and then once gigs started, I was playing on boats, like people... When COVID was happening and we were getting back into things, like people would say, do you want to come play on my boat? It's outside and, you know, just trying to make ends meet. So I definitely had the luxury of living back home and not having like a mortgage or rent. So for me, that worked out. But now I'm a big girl, so I need my own place. <I'm a big
girl. laughs> Well, what do your parents think about that? Are they going to, I mean, are you living with them right now or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So they're going to be upset or sad when you... When you got to go coming this winter, are they kind of like, all right, it's time. Now you need to move on with your life here.
They would want me to live with them until, you know, I'm 80 years old.
But love that.
I'm a good roommate.
There you go.
Yeah. So I pretty much, I'm so excited to get back to living in Nashville. So the Louisiana car is a rental car.
Gotcha.
And yeah, I moved here to Nashville in 2013. And I went to Belmont University my last 2 years.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool. And then I just started playing downtown, which everyone advised me not to do. And I said I moved to Nashville because I want to do music.
So did you go to Belmont as a musician or as like an engineer or producer?
I studied music business.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Not as like a songwriter. I just, you know... Me being naive, I'm like, you can't teach how to write a song. I mean, those classes definitely would have helped.
But, yeah. They have actual classes like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken anything like that?
I've done like retreats, songwriting retreats, and kind of like I'm going to be doing a lot of that in the fall.
Because how does that like, because to me, I've never written a song. I would love to write a song one day. I just think it'd be fun. I've said it on here before that. I would like to be part of like a writer's round, like a room, just to sit there and watch how a song comes about because I've never seen it. You just see the end product and then know there's so much work that goes into it, right?
Oh my gosh.
So I can't imagine, so say you say a writer's retreat or even this taking a class. Like what are they teaching you like when you say how to write a song, what does that really mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've done stuff with NSAI. So they have like a songwriting camp and you could go and hit songwriters will come in and talk about their experiences, but I feel like it's either in you or it's not. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel too. Cause I'm like, I've never written one and I don't feel like it's really, maybe it is, I guess. I don't know. You never know until you try, but that just seems like it's such a personal thing almost where it's like teaching somebody to do that. And I guess obviously it works at Belmont, but it just seems like something that would just be so like individualized. Each person would be so different. It'd be hard to teach a class about that.
Yeah, I think that would be very hard. I write songs about my life and about my friends' lives. So you can't, you have to go out there and just live your life and then a song will happen.
You like writing songs more or performing?
I like performing more. Mm-hmm. And that was like the biggest thing for when I moved to town. I just wanted to perform. And I was playing like 8-hour days downtown. Totally burnt myself out. But I leave there with a couple $100 and I'm like, wow, like I did it. You know, I played downtown and I'm making money, but I've come to realize that it's all about the songs, all about the original music. So it took me a while to learn that, but now I know. I just have to write music, keep my head down and write. And, you know, eventually things will happen.
When you say it's all about the original music, are you saying like if you want to really make something out of yourself or you and your band, then you got to write your own songs, perform your own songs, and it's got to catch on? Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah.
So you can only play so many cover songs before you're like, okay, I need to start doing my own thing.
That's what I've come to learn. I think, you know, from I moved here in 2013. So from what I've learned throughout the years, it all starts with the song. And I didn't believe it at first, but now I know. You know, if you post an original song or someone hears it and they connect with it, if it goes viral, I think that's what it's about, a song that connects with people.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
All I Ever Wanted. And I actually sang it on national television.
What?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Like a contest or something?
I sang it on American Idol.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. I was 17 and it was a crazy season. It was when like Nicki Minaj was on. Keith Urban was on too.
Really?
And they said, do you have any original music? I don't know why they asked me that. And I said, yeah, I do. Meanwhile, it was just half of a song. So like I didn't really have an actual song, but it was like, all I ever wanted. Yeah, it was like such a corny tune and I didn't make it through.
Oh. Have you ever seen that song? Did you ever sing it again, like in front of an audience or no? Or did that song kind of go away as soon as you were done with it? Oh, really? Oh, that sucks.
No, it's cute, but I realized, okay, I really got to like work on my craft. And I didn't know this is what I wanted to do until I got told no on national television and cried.
Wow. And how long after that did you move to Nashville?
3 years later.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're in Nashville for a little while, moved back, and now you're trying to move back. But you've been, I was on your Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and every video where you're playing, it seems like you're playing somewhere different, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's in a basement somewhere or outdoors somewhere, or every stage, every setting is different, which is how it's supposed to be for an artist. What is that road life for you? Are you constantly on the road other than just going from Jersey to Nashville? Yeah. Are you constantly performing in different places and trying to find these gigs on your own as an independent artist?
Yeah. So I do all my booking, like everything myself. So I just placed a merch order. I designed my merch. I'm writing my songs. I'm like trying to produce and I'm booking. So it's a lot of computer work, which I thought like being a songwriter and artist, that'd be fun.
Right.
And like, I'm just like on my laptop for hours a day, just trying to get opportunities or, you know, just mapping out a tour. So yeah, I've been on the road a lot and I've been trying to play more festivals, which is really cool. So I've been in my Nissan Rogue. It has a lot of miles on it.
There you go.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com. Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only 6 numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
Is it you? You have a band. Mm-hmm. You have a full band, right? How many members?
There's 4 of us.
Okay. So you talk about this booking and everything. Is it everybody kind of has their own role?
Yeah. I mean, they try to help for sure.
Okay.
They're always willing to help. Like my bass player is producing a lot now. And everyone's trying to help, but at the end of the day, I'm doing everything because it's my name. So it's not like Jessica Rose Band. It's Jessica Rose. So I'm mapping everything out, but they're definitely always willing to help.
How did you and your band form out here in Nashville? Or
we actually all met in Jersey in New York. I met my guitarist actually at the guitar shop that I took my first lessons at. And he became my guitarist years later. And then this last year, I met my drummer, my bass player. So we met in Jersey. We instantly became like best friends, homies. And now, yeah, they're coming to Nashville and we're going to do this thing.
So they're not here right now?
No.
Okay. Where's your guys' next stop after this? Or from here? So at the end of the year?
We're doing a few Jersey shows. I'm playing a few writers' rounds here. And then next year, we're going to be doing Ole Red. Okay. In downtown. We're playing Ole Red. We're playing there in a few weeks. They've been super cool because Ole Red has a few locations and they're connected with the Opry. So I've known them for a few years. And yeah, so. Okay.
And you have a significant relationship with somebody, a member of your band, right?
Yes.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah,
or
sure.
No? Okay. So I'll let you, the floor is yours then. I'll let you explain your relationship with.
Yeah.
Continue.
No, I met one of my band members last year, and she came to a gig of mine, and she didn't know who she was coming to see because she was going to see her bass player friend. So she was at my gig, and then after my show, I went to another bar, and she was playing at that bar, and she plays the drums. And I was like, damn, like, I really need a drummer. So I started talking with her, and we hit it off, and, like, didn't know that we were going to be together, but we were talking about music and spending hours together, and like every day we'd meet up, have coffee, talk music, and then we ended up dating. So now I'm a girl that dates her drummer. I'm one of those.
Or is it the drummer dating the lead singer?
That's
in the
true.
Band? You know what I mean? It could go either way here.
Yeah.
What's that dynamic like? Because I've had a married couple on here. I've had, you know, siblings that are in the same band on here. So I'm always just so interested in what that dynamic is like dating somebody that's in your band, because you spend so much time together.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the bad, the good. Like, it's hard enough to work with somebody no matter what you do that you're dating or married to.
Yeah.
And then when you're part of a band, like, you are really intimate. You're not doing separate stuff. You're doing everything together.
Right.
So what's that dynamic like for you guys?
Yeah, it's crazy because we really jumped into things being in a band. You're family when you're in a band. So we, you know, would spend all of our time together. That's all we do, because I'm either doing music or I'm with her. So jumping into that was definitely, it was easy, but there were hard times, like, with things that we agreed on and didn't agree on. But for the most part, she's very supportive. I'm supportive of her. And we both know that we have this higher dream and we could do it together. So that definitely, you know, makes it a lot easier to have that companion while you're going after this almost impossible dream.
And what would that dream be for you or you and your band? Do you have an ultimate goal? Do you have like a bar where you're like, hey, if we play here, if we do this, or if we sign here, then that means we made it.
Yeah.
Do you have that goal in mind?
I absolutely do. And I've always wondered, this is why I love this podcast, because I've always wondered and like was looking for answers all the time, and just like listening and meeting people and figuring out what I want to do. I just didn't know what I wanted for a long time. And now I really know. I'm like, I've always wanted to be the front man, playing festivals, going on tour, playing stadiums, and playing my original music, because it's a little different, but it fits into country, and it, you know, I'm just a little different. I'm not the typical country girl.
What do you mean by that?
Because I like girls. So I'm a gay female country artist, and for the longest time I've never felt like I fit in or I belonged. And when I lived here full time, I just didn't have that reassurance in my own self. So now I finally, like, I came out on social media and I just want to own it. And I used to write songs in rooms with guys, and I'd be singing about a boy, and like, I just knew it wasn't right. And I knew that I didn't want the world to hear that. So I was never proud of my music. And now that I'm finally have my own platform, I'm able to be myself.
And how long ago was that?
It was about 2 years ago that I came out. So
you spent the vast majority of your, obviously your life, but even just your music career of trying to be somebody that you're not.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Do you feel like that was, that reflected in your music?
Yeah, it reflected in everything. I wasn't happy. I couldn't be myself. So how am I going to get on stage and let people think or believe in my music when I don't even do that? So I'm like, I'm over the moon with the music that I have ready to come out and record. So it's definitely been a struggle for sure.
What are some of the struggles that you've dealt with since, say, coming out? Do you feel like because of that, you may hit some roadblocks, if you will?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I've had meetings and I've like paid for mentorships and stuff like that. And like people told me who I should be, what I should wear, what I should do. And now, especially in this day and age, I feel like you could do anything you freaking want.
Yeah.
Anything at all. Like, if you want to jump on a pogo stick on TikTok and sing about girls, I don't know. Like, that's the most ridiculous thing
ever.
Yeah, you got to get creative. I feel like I could do whatever I want. And honestly, coming out on social media was huge because it's like, all right, it's out there in the world. Now I can't go back and I could be proud of who I am. So I'm really happy that I did that. I don't know why for my entire life I didn't want to. I mean, part of it was because my parents are not okay with it. Now they are. Mm-hmm. And they're the most supportive parents in the entire world, especially with music. But for a long time, they didn't support my relationship.
Did you come out to them before you ever came out to the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long before?
Oh my gosh, like 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
So they knew for 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because they weren't okay with it. And, you know, now that the world knows, like, you can't take that back. And it was really, really hard. But now they're totally cool with it, like, cool as parents.
How long did that take them to kind of adjust to it and accept it?
Probably, 9 or 10 years. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you ever feel like you were kind of out there on your own? I mean, both musically and personally as well. So that had to be a compile onto everything just to make this struggle even harder.
Yeah, it was weird because I knew how much my parents loved me, but I knew how they weren't okay with that. And I think it was more of like, you know, our daughter is gay. Like, they didn't want people to know. So now that everyone does, and everyone's like, we're so proud of like your daughter and who she is and that she's following her dreams. And I have an older brother, and he tells me all the time, he's like, most people don't follow their dreams and you are. And that takes a lot.
And you're fighting a whole nother obstacle. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not just following your dreams of playing music. You're also having to battle this, you know, being gay in the industry
or
battling just coming out. So I do appreciate you telling that and
thanks.
Sharing
this
that.
Is like the first major podcast or even anywhere that I'm talking about this.
Cause... That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. I do appreciate you talking about it. I mean, I know that can't be easy, especially only a couple of years in and something that you've battled for so long. So I do appreciate you sharing that.
No problem.
What are some other struggles that you've dealt with outside of, you know, being gay in the industry, just trying to make it in music in general?
Yeah.
What do you think has been some of the biggest obstacles for you to get to where you ultimately want to be?
Yeah, I think, well, for me, I know I've learned that like knowing people is great and just making those relationships. So I'm excited. I've been playing some bigger shows and meeting some bigger artists and their, you know, their team and getting to know people. I think being that shy little girl and not being myself was the biggest struggle for me. So other than that, now that I could be myself and people, like, I'm a good hang. People like to hang out with me and we have fun. So I feel like just getting to know myself better and getting to know other people better was my biggest setback.
Do you have an influence out here that somebody really helps you get through some stuff, or whether it's songwriting or just, you know, personally, professionally?
Yeah, I mean, I have a good group of friends here. Honestly, the gay community in Nashville, like going to Lipstick Lounge and playing songs about girls is really cool. I definitely have plans to release songs that like say her in it, but right now I'm just focusing on like I have some fun songs that I'm gonna release that are like totally country rock, and I'm really influenced by Carrie Underwood too.
Okay.
Because she has that like she had this album that is really rocky and like awesome drums, so we'll have to get my girl on the drums for that.
All right. You have a time period for that, or is that next year sometime?
Yeah. Okay. So I want to be living here in Nashville and release that stuff. But I'm gonna release at least one more single for the fall, and it's just like a drinking song. It's gonna be. I like to drink and party too.
Well, you're in the right city, I guess.
Yeah.
So what are you telling yourself then? Because I sometimes I'll ask, like, you know, what if you've been here for 8 years? Say, what would you tell yourself 8 years ago that you don't know now? And for you, it's you were here years ago and now you're coming back. And what's, because obviously your mindset's different in every single way. Mm-hmm. What are you telling yourself as you come back to Nashville full time? And what's your mindset different compared to the first time?
Yeah. So coming back here, I'm just going to focus mostly on songwriting and the money will come. I was here, I was doing Broadway, I was bartending, I was focused on like paying bills and making money. And now I'm just like, I just want to write the best songs and the money will come. I do believe that.
You just believe in doing what you should be doing and everything else will come with
it. Yeah. Writing songs, going out, supporting other friends, and just like I went out last night. I haven't seen people in a while and everyone was just so happy to see me. And I've definitely made an impact with some friend groups. And I think that just focusing on songwriting is going to be my biggest thing.
Are you in hopes of like a publishing deal?
Yeah, that's my goal.
Okay.
I think I came here without a goal. And like I had so many friends that weren't in the industry and that's cool. But I just want to aim for that publishing deal.
Is there any way you can just summarize real quick to somebody, because I didn't really know this when I first moved, the difference between say a label or a deal and a publishing deal?
Yeah, I mean a publishing deal is just you going in and writing songs and they're going to own your publishing and get you co-writes. A record deal is the whole kit and caboodle. So I don't think I need that because I'm doing a lot of stuff on my own and they really take a lot from a record deal. So the publishing deal will be kind of like the first step. And then record labels like kind of do your distribution and get your songs on radio and management and everything. So I think a publishing deal would be my best bet.
How much does social media help you?
Well, that's why I'm here right now.
I know. I mean, if you're listening to this, it really is. Jessica reached out to me and this is where we are. It was months ago. And, you know, I said, hey, just be patient with me. And thank God you were.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And this is why we're here. So outside of just this podcast, so I mean, it's such a good, great way for you to distribute your music, right? And your songs the way that you want them to be heard and you want them to be sung. And so for you, do you use it as your major tool to outsource your music?
Yeah, that's another huge thing that I want to do. Like, so I'm going to get my own house and I'm going to have like a cute little room and have people over kind of like this, write a song and then do like a little interview and post it on social media. And I think that'll give other artists exposure and like, we'll do things together. I was never one to like go out to a meal and then post a picture of like my tacos and margarita on Instagram, but like, that's kind of what it's about, going places and like really putting your original music on social media for sure.
Yeah. And you get a lot of good feedback.
Yeah.
Good and bad, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. You got to have the bad, of course, because people have nothing better to do out there.
I know. Like now I'm posting funny videos and being myself. So I'm going to do that with my music.
That's the hardest part, I think, about social media, whether it's for your job or just in general, even with myself. Like, I'll take a video or something and I'll be like, you're just such a hard critic on yourself.
Yeah.
You think you look stupid or you're acting stupid. And you're like, yeah, but at the same time, like, dude, this is just who you are. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Who really cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine music, what that, like, that burden may have on you. Like, what if this song, everybody hates this song or hates these lyrics or whatever. So it could be a great thing and a bad thing.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
I do want to talk about some of your music here. We'll talk about Burn first. It's your latest single?
Latest single.
Here, I'll play a little clip and we'll talk about it real quick. Taste the sting on the tongue as a fire starts to grow. All right, what's the story behind What Are You Letting Burn?
Well, I wrote this with one of my friends, and it's about being with someone that's not good for you.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I mean, but you do it anyway because you're stupid and just you kind of like it. Like you're with somebody, maybe they don't treat you right, or and then you just stick with them because you like the feel of it, you're comfortable with them, and yeah, it hurts, but it kind of feels good.
Was this written about somebody for you personally? Or more of like we've all been there, but maybe not somebody specific.
Honestly, it was my friend who was like, I feel like I've been in pretty good relationships in my past, and people, if someone's not going to be good to me, then I'm not going to stick with them. Hmm. But that was the opposite for her. She was with this person that wasn't good for her. And we kind of just.
Is she in music
that.
As well? Or did?
Yeah, she's a songwriter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So. You know.
All right, here's Whiskey Nose, and we'll play this real quick. I think a little less when I drink a little more. Where is this night gonna go? Only the whiskey knows. It does know. Good. That's, and bad.
This is the story of my life.
This is it? Only the whiskey knows?
Yeah, for a very long time. Even now, if you want the honest truth, which I'll give it to you, but especially after I'm drinking.
You're the drunk truth teller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That what's that old saying where they say the truth comes out when you're drinking or mm-hmm. something like that, whatever it is. Now, is that ever a really bad thing for you?
I mean, I haven't been on the other end of it, but but I think it's not a bad thing.
Okay. Are you a big whiskey girl then? Obviously, you like whiskey.
I've loved whiskey until I released this song and people are constantly taking shots with me and buying me bottles of whiskey. So now I've switched to tequila.
Oh, okay. Well, before you switched, what was your go-to?
I love Honey Jack on the rocks.
Wow.
Or shots of Honey Jack. But I drank so much of it after releasing this song.
Really? Does everyone just buying you shots left
yeah.
and right and playing
still,
the song?
Yeah, I'll still do Honey Jack anytime.
Okay, well, if we ever, you know, see each other at a bar or go to a show or something like that, I will buy you a shot of whiskey.
Okay, awesome.
So you have to take at least one more in your life, and we'll take it for that.
Yeah, please.
We'll close out with this. Do you have anything else coming up, say, the end of this year, beginning of next year? I know you're moving back to Nashville.
Yeah,
but,
the big move.
Anything else you want to kind of throw out there? Maybe some new music coming at all or anything?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to tease this song because I have this song coming out. It's called TGIF It.
Okay.
So I wrote it for people that just love living on the weekend and not caring about anything until
Monday.
We need
a party sometime, you know?
Yeah.
When you move back here, we need to get together. We need to go out one
night. That sounds good.
You can go to her website, realjessicarose.com. Stay up to date with everything, all your tour dates and everything, all your information's on there. Go follow her. Social media, Real Jessica Rose. Check her out. Music, stream her. I really appreciate you coming in here.
No problem.
Telling your story.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to you getting back out here in Nashville permanently.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Love this episode of the Bobbycast? Subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.